O God in heaven, you are the great I am, the Holy One, everlasting to everlasting. The tides of man rise and fall as generations come and go, yet you are there, enthroned above the cherubim, our fortress and the rock of our salvation. You are the same as you were yesterday, today, and forevermore, and with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. What God is like our God? Who can create the heavens and the earth by the word of their mouth, raise the dead unto life? None are like thee, O Father, none compare to your majesty and power. You form the light and create darkness. You make well-being and bring calamity. Who has spoken and it came to pass unless the Lord has commanded it? Nothing is beyond your view and counsel. You were exalted as a head above all. We know that the Lord is God, and it is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Our feeble words do little to express the magnitude of what you have done by loving us first. Our merciful God, without the sacrifice of your one and only Son, we would not be able to call you Abba, Father. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the grace by which you called us in faith to be yours. Open our eyes, we pray, so that we may see the kind of love that you have for your people, that we should be called children of God. By your grace and through the light of your love, may we live lives of gratitude, reflecting the glory of your salvation amidst a wicked and twisted generation. For it is in these last days, ordained before the foundation of the world, that the children of the promise will live not by the flesh, but by the Spirit of God. It is in the Spirit that gives life, and we are so thankful that this promise is not only for us, but for our children and to those who are far off, all that you will call unto yourself. As children of the Most High, we beseech thee, Father, pour out your Spirit upon our families. Strengthen us with the might of your word, that we may stand firmly upon the rock of your salvation. Illuminate our homes with the light of your truth and guide us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Let your love reign in our family interactions, that we may embody the sacrificial love of Christ, who gave himself up for us. We cannot help but think of the sacrificial love of our mothers today, and we give thanks. We so often take their unwavering devotion for granted. Those mothers who labor continually in love, who have borne us upon their wings of prayer, and who guided our steps with wisdom and devotion. May we always honor them as children walking in the light. We also think of the mothers that have left us too early, and the mothers that we have never known. These are indeed hard providences, Lord. Yet we know you are rich in mercy. Please grant a peace that surpasses all understanding to those who mourn and yearn for their mother's embrace. Please give them the strength to hold fast to your enduring mercies. Fill the voids that remain with your boundless love, we pray. Protect us from fixating on the unrealized possibilities of what could have been, or holding on to the past memories of how things were. Help us to live fully in the present, secure in the peace of your guiding hand, today and every day. Give us the strength to make the best use of our time, because the days are evil. Father, you are a refuge for all who believe in you. Please protect and heal those in our church today that are suffering from illness and disease, those watching from afar, and those unable to join us due to their infirmities. Merciful God, may your word and its assurances, along with the compassion and support of your church, bring solace to those who are suffering. We seek healing if it is in accordance with your divine plan, and pray that you fortify our faith through these trials for the glory and honor of your name. All-powerful God, you alone ordain the ruler set over us. Nothing is outside your sovereign reign, and so take under your guidance our government and its servants. Please shield the first responders in our community and across this land as these men and women perform their duties, oftentimes at great risk to their own health, and some making the ultimate sacrifice to protect and serve the citizens of our community. We pray for your hand and protection over them. We also lift up the President, Congress, and judges of the United States, and all others in authority. We pray they would rule honorably and justly. And finally, O Father in heaven, by your Holy Spirit and your abundant grace, sanctify the preaching of your word today through Pastor Felice. Remove from our minds the vain and fleeting cares of this world that mean nothing. Give us grace this morning, O Lord, to be both hearers and doers of your word. And may our obedience in both listening and living bring you all the glory. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'd like to invite the ushers to come and receive the Lord's tithe.